Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today, and what a day we have got going on. So let's get to the poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Today's question is, and if I got a good response on it that, makes you think. Instead of putting limits on donations, should limits be put on spending for political campaigns with appropriate levels for different offices? Now, I've already had a response to that. Well, what about the PACs? You know, the PACs could go out and spend all they wanted. We would have to redo that as well. So it wouldn't matter what specific campaign it was, that's all you get to spend on it. So the PACs can't go spend money on campaigns. They can still donate, but this would be severing the PACs as well. You know, I mean, you're going to be still looking at campaigns that cost $1 million. Presidential campaign, you know, there's how many states? So do 50 million? 100 million? At least we're getting out of those billions of dollars spent. But the PACs would be tied into that as well. At least that's my thought. 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, should businesses be allowed to refuse services because of political bias? Stripe stopped donation funding payments to the Trump campaign. So there you go. About 50-50. Speaking of the Trump campaign, I found this pretty interesting. This just came out. This is how the left plays their games. Even if President Donald Trump hasn't succeeded in fully draining the Washington, D.C. swamp, he certainly flushed out every last tyrannical leftist bully. And those on the right had an email. Why didn't this, you know, why isn't all this stuff happening that you keep talking about? Why does it keep dragging on and dragging on? Well, look at what you just found out today. Look at what you just found out yesterday. Look at the people that are coming forward now and voting for impeachment. Did you know that they were going to do that? So if the reason that Trump is waiting, in my opinion, would be so every single last swamp creature is exposed. Because Linda Sanchez, she's from California. Guess what? She's a Democrat. I am working on a bill that would mean that nothing, not even a bench, no airport, no highway, no school, nothing ever bear the name of this traitor. This article was published Monday. When did all this take place? On the 6th? This is what she's been working on? To ban the name Donald J. Trump. To erase it from history. PJ's on the talk and text line at 884-9910. PJ, thank you so much for calling back after the newscast.
Hi, Monica. Would you please slap my head into reality? Because I know that I'm in a terrible dream and I've woken up in some kind of alternative reality. And you know me, I'm a tough girl. You know, it takes a lot to put me down. I'll fight to the death. And I find myself struggling with everything. And, you know, I have a huge following, over 6,000 just on Facebook. And they have been ringing my text. They've been ringing my private messages. What do we do? Where do we go from here? And I have to call upon my people and you know the ones I'm talking about, the people that know what's really going on, for them to say to me, PJ, things are happening that you don't know about. Don't rush the process. This is going to be okay. And but today when I was, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I finally went to sleep. I must be like sleep deprived, not me, but just the general population, I think, of Republicans who feel this tremendous vibration, and we're not sure exactly what it is. But I'm sure you know about the fact that PayPal has now banned a Christian GoFundMe. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, it's called GoFundFor or something like that. And it's a Christian organization, and they help people in need. And they helped support one or two people, families, that wanted to go to the rally in D.C. So now PayPal has pulled all of their support, and you cannot use PayPal if you're a Christian organization. I have to tell people, do not use PayPal. You know, I took out Twitter. I took out Amazon. And I know you said, you know, we have to use it, and I really love Amazon. But I said, you know what? I don't care. I'll go to my local store and say, listen, I used to buy this on Amazon and I can't get it. Can you get it for me? Can you get it for me? Because if we keep patronizing, like PayPal, Monica, there's, what, 80 million of us out there? We have power.
Mm-hmm.
I want to
know. There's more than that. There's 330 million people in this country. Remember, a lot of those people didn't vote at all. But they still have their feelings and their beliefs, and they still see the censorship and the lunacy going on the left and now dragging a lot of Republicans with them.
Well, you know, so I want to ask you, as one of my heroes, I consider you the fearless woman of the world. You go where angels fear to tread, and I follow right in your track. So if you go down, I'm right there with you. But how are you personally dealing with everything that's going on? Are you like a bunch of us who have to fight it every day to get up and just get positive?
No, I don't.
So what is your secret? I know a lot of people.
I think it comes from an unwavering faith that from the very beginning, that I believe Trump isn't the answer. And I know that sounds strange, but Trump isn't the answer. He is not the reason that we are seeing what we are seeing. He is just the driving force. Because it is the American people now who see what the left truly wants to do. They want to erase history. They want to control speech. They want to control finances. They want to control how we live. So Trump was just the spark. It's the American people now who are waking up, and everything will happen in time. Whether you want to say it'll happen in God's time, it happens in the military's time, it happens in your time. It's your choice, whatever you want to say. But things don't follow a hard and fast schedule. You know,
right.
Biden might be sworn in as president, but that doesn't mean that he's going to remain as president. And it doesn't mean that Kamala Harris is going to get switched up either. You know, that's the thing that I've been trying to point out to people, you know, for so long, PJ, is you cannot, at least in my world, I hope it's in a lot of other people's world, you cannot arrest someone for a crime you think that they are going to commit. They have to commit that crime. They have to commit the crime of accepting fraudulent votes. They have to accept the crime of going against a certain entity. Do you see what I mean? We can't just,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, in my America, You can't arrest people for what you think they're going to do, or keep people from even positions or being elected from what you think they're going to do. You let people do what they're going to do, and then you obey the law of the land, and you remove them whatever way the law says you can. If it's a Supreme Court justice, then you remove them by, I don't think you impeach Supreme Court justices. I think you do, it's some other way you get rid of them. But this is how we work. And I wake up every morning not drinking coffee, not drinking tea, not drinking anything with campaign or caffeine, just my water here. Still in a good mood that, yeah, things are going to happen, but they happen for a reason. So everybody can see the horrors that have been going on behind the scenes. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. And I'm just sitting here listening to you and breathing, and I'm feeling the stress just completely drain out of my body. And the reason that I brought this up is because it is a huge topic, and because I have so many followers, and this seems to be the big question. Where do we go from here? You know, I'll just tell you one more thing. I was listening, you know, I never sleep. If you see me, you know I'm on Facebook. I don't have Twitter. I got rid of Twitter, Amazon. I got rid of all of those. I'm on MeWe now. I'm on Telegram. I'm on all kinds of other things. I'm trying to get on yours. I'm having a little problem setting it up because on the where it says put your current email in, it's not bringing up the dialog box. But I'll call Greg and he'll get me through that thing. But anyhow, so, you know, it's just that I'm being bombarded. So I'm feeling what a lot of people, and they write to me and say, PJ, thank you for expressing how you feel, because that's how I feel, but I just can't put it in the words that you do. And I kind of like say, listen, I'm struggling, but you know what? We're strong. We have power. We have our Lord, and we cannot fold, because that's what the enemy wants us to do. Now, I was listening to one of those many people that are X-22, whatever, all over the place. And the man that I was, can't remember who it was that was listening to, he said the way that the Democrats got to where they are right now is with the help of Soros and everyone else. They did it locally. They went into their local cities. They put in the DAs. They put in their politicians. Mm-hmm. And they went from the inside. And so I think, and I had talked to Jim Gross about this, and I wanted your opinion. I think that we need to concentrate locally here, mm-hmm. and work hard to get those people out that don't have our best interest.
Yeah. The perfect example of that is Los Angeles, PJ. And Bloomberg funded the DA to get into office in L.A., and they have completely wiped out the rule of law. PJ, I got to let you go because I've got other people hanging on the line.
All
but
right.
God
Thanks
bless you, girl.
So
and just, you know, remember, this goes back to something like the earth and the environmental movement. The earth has been here for a long time. We are just a blip in it. Okay, this process of controlling everybody, again, has been going on for decades. Decades and decades and decades. We're just a blip. Have faith. Just have faith. Vance is on the line right now. Vance, please don't scare people with military action and too much stuff like that, okay? Because I know you are very serious about, I mean, the conflicts that you've seen. You've been out protecting, you know, you've been with the armed groups that have been on the Capitol. But please guarantee me that you will not be anywhere near the state Capitol this weekend.
Done.
Thank you.
All right. The U.S. military, 20 years of service for anybody who doesn't know anything about me, 73 to 93, all right? What I'm going to mention is the oath of military service. It is slightly different for the officers and the enlisted. The enlisteds, we take an oath to protect and defend, in this order, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, then obey the orders of the officers, and then the President of the United States. The officer's oath, and you can look this up online, folks, the officer's oath leaves out obeying the President of the United States. So all those military personnel, anybody who does the bidding of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or the Democrats, or even some of the Republicans, and it is a clear violation of the Constitution of the United States. And when I get into conversations, a little side note, when I get into conversations and somebody says Constitution, I ask them, and just Constitution, I ask them which one. Because the Democrats are operating as per the Constitution of the USSR circa 1936. Go read Chapter 10 and tell me that that is not the Democrat platform. Prove to me it's not.
Yeah.
All right? But bring that to everybody's attention. The officers are not obligated to obey the president.
And again, that's where it goes back to people who are not in the military don't know the differences. Do you see what I mean? They're just expected to listen and trust.
I did not know the difference until maybe 5 or 6 years to my being. I was not retired. I was retired. Of course, I'm glad I did. That 9 months under Clinton was, all right. But anyways, I wanted to bring that attention. So if any officer who does the bidding of the Democrats or Biden, they are toast.
All right. Vance, thank you so much. I gotta move on to Mike, but I always thank you for your service and thank you for agreeing. No patriot, no patriot in my mind whatsoever will step foot on any Capitol or federal building grounds this weekend. We'll be back with Mike right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go straight to the talk and text line so he has enough time. We've got Mike on the line. Mike, you're a veteran?
Yeah, good day, Monica, dears.
Good day.
Yes, real quick, I met you quite a few years ago when you were working for your predecessor's TV station, when you guys had a comedy show, The Sands. I had an opportunity to meet you, Dan, and Samantha Stone. And I've been listening to you for years when you and Ross first started out. But I still listen to you today because I'm loyal to you. But I'm a Navy Seabee veteran, and I took an oath here quite a few years ago to uphold and defend, support, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to bear true faith and allegiance in the same, so help me God. Every one of our politicians, whether city, county, state, or federal government, take that same oath. But it's sad because our professional politicians back in Washington, a lot of Republicans and a lot of the Democrats, they don't uphold that, and they don't treat us the way they're supposed to be treated when we elect them. Yeah. And I don't condone what happened last week, but it's a wake-up call for them because we're tired. The American people are tired, especially after the past 3.5 years, the abuse that our president has taken from them on a daily basis. And it's never going to end because of the hatred that they have for him. And until they can get rid of their hatred, nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it was really sad, Mike, when Matt Gaetz was up there and he was just trying to point out that cities have been set on fire, that people have been killed, that businesses have literally been burned to the ground and destroyed. And yet these people didn't do anything.
Yet, no, they didn't.
When people come up to the Capitol, which I'm sorry, but the Capitol is still the house of the people. It belongs to the American people, not to the politicians.
You're so correct, Monica. But it just, I was watching Gates here just a little while ago. I heard him, and made the hair on my arm stand up, because we've seen that stuff go on. You know, Monica, here over the past 3 years, 146 police officers were killed in the state of New York City alone.
Yeah.
And nothing, and they just, the politicians shrug it off as nothing because they hate the police so much. But, you know, it's strange. You know, everybody hates the cops until they need them. And we saw that with the politicians last week. Now they stand right up for the police because they know what the rest of us have been going through and what we felt.
Well, but don't forget, Mike, that the Capitol Police requested 6 times for backup from the National Guard or other districts or, you know, wherever they could get them for help, and they were denied. They were denied, and they were put off. So,
with our president, how many times did Donald Trump request National Guard, and he was turned down by the mayors and the governors of all these Democratic-run states? In fact, he told him he's on his own. They got control over their National Guard units.
Yeah, it's sad that it's happening, Mike. But we have to stay positive and understand that it's all happening for a reason.
And
it's all happening for a reason. So, Mike, God bless. Thank you so much for your service, and thank you for continuing to carry on the banner of your oath. It is appreciated by a lot of people out there. Hoorah. Yeah. Mike, thank you so much. All right, we'll be back after this Fox News update. I've been trying to get to this for an hour now, but we're going to go through the timeline of when violence started to occur and what Trump was actually doing at that time. I'll have the timeline for you, which so many just seem to ignore, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this Wednesday. We got some overcast out there, but I say bring on the rain. We need something to cleanse all this. We'll get to that in a minute. So let's answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. What do you think? Instead of putting limits on donations to campaigns, should the limits actually be put on the spending of political campaigns? And that would include the spending of PACs. You know, take control of these PACs. If you're running for office and a PAC says, you know, we want to buy these commercials for you and, you know, whatnot, say, hey, I got to see all this stuff first. I want to approve it. And that goes into their campaign spending. Too many politicians come forward and say, oh, well, that was the PAC doing that. I had nothing to do with that. BS. Take responsibility for those people who are also supporting you and getting you elected. So that's today's poll question. It's not worded quite that way. I got kind of wordy there. Instead of putting limits on donations, should limits be put on spending for political campaigns with appropriate levels for different offices? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll, should businesses be allowed to refuse services because of political bias? Stripe stopped donation funding payments to the Trump campaign. It came out about 50-50. But there were some great answers there. And this is my favorite. I actually, when I voted, this was there. So I voted with this one. Businesses should have the right to refuse service, but not if they receive legal benefits like Section 2030. I love that one. That's my favorite. All right. This is giving it back to the states. You know, I look at this email from Anna, I feel just like PJ. This is just getting stupid. I've never used Amazon. What did everyone else do before Amazon? You know, to heck with Bezos, Zuckerberg, Dork Dorsey. We at this point are totally screwed. Yes, you do impeach Supreme Court justices just like we impeached the morons in Congress. Anna. We're not totally screwed. We're not. We still have the choice of us. We still have the choice of our actions. And these actions are going to lead back to the states. I tell you, if I move out of Nevada, which the left just made a huge cheer, I'm heading to Idaho. Because Idaho took a stand. The Idaho internet provider blocked access to Twitter and Facebook for customers who request it. Arizona is putting together a bill to stick it to big tech. House Bill 2180 was submitted by Representative Mark Fincham, and it says that it is directed at stripping the so-called Section 230 protections provided for in federal law to social media companies. Access to or availability of material that the provider or user considered to be objectionable, whether or not such material is constitutionally protected. However, HB 2180 seeks to draw the distinction between a neutral platform and a publisher. Again, the federal government has too much power. Too much. This power has to be returned to the states. Paul White is hanging on the line. Hang on for just one more second, Paul. I want to get this out because, yes, there is a timeline that has been published from what is going on. People gathered for Trump's speech at 12 p.m. That's when the speech was supposed to begin. Trump was actually late in starting the speech. I'm not going to say that he did that on purpose, but just so you know. 12 p.m., Trump begins speech. 12:45, violent protesters arrived at the Capitol. 1:09 p.m., Capitol was being overrun and efforts were made to call in the National Guard. And while that was happening, I want you to remember, we have the photos and we have the video of people being let in. Barriers being moved, doors being opened, being welcomed in to the state capitol or to the U.S. Capitol building. So remember that. At 11:11, Trump's speech ends. 1:50, the Capitol was breached prior to already being attacked for an hour. 1:56, the earliest that Trump's speech attendees could arrive at the Capitol. It was a setup. Just like they're looking to set up patriots by encouraging people to go armed to the state capitals this weekend, which I urge you not to do. Go find a local business, have lunch, have dinner, support local business. Stay away from the capitals and any federal building for that matter. Just stay away. We've done our part. Let everything else play out. We've done our part of showing our support. Let it play out. Don't get involved in their entrapment. That's why Trump, specifically when calling people to come and rally at the U.S. Capitol, he told them to bring cameras and wear body cameras. Because we had to get their insurrection on tape. And just because the mainstream media won't play it for you, they keep showing this altered reality of what happened. The information is out there. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Paul White joins us. It's about time. Paul hasn't been on in forever. Paul wants to give us an update on Jeff Church. Hey, Paul, thanks for calling into the program.
Always good to hear you, Monica. And not talking to you doesn't mean I don't listen all the time. You get great stuff.
Doesn't mean you don't love me
great
still.
Stuff. Oh, so, absolutely not. Well, anybody who voted for Jeff Church can feel really encouraged. It was his first board meeting last night. It's truly one against six. From the start, they hand him his computer with all the stuff on it a few minutes before the meeting starts. They seat him behind a pillar, and they sit their attorney out at the front behind the desk. He was just standing up for everything. He was trying to stop them from pushing through a bunch of approvals on tens of millions of dollars that hadn't been discussed. The attorney, who's been really questionable ethical behavior on a lot of things, got grumpy with him right away. Jeff just showed a ton of courage. And, Monica, people need to come out to those meetings and get up to the podium and speak. And Jeff or I, either one, can tell them exactly what they need to come down on, but he did a great job.
That is fantastic. I love hearing that. Yeah, he's also the only person who came out against Kristen McNeil's letter after the trouble at the Capitol. And I found such great courage in that, because there were so many parents contacting me as well about this letter that it was unacceptable. It was not her place to put it out. And he's the only one that stood up for that as well.
Oh, absolutely. McNeil put herself, cut in on all kinds of other items to give some big explanation for why what she did was okay. And I asked her why DOJ, Monica, said there were 501 riots in the last 9 months, counting the one at the Capitol. So she said she is so against violence of any kind, and it wasn't political. So I asked her why no comment on the other 500 far-left riots and only speaking to that one. Well, she had no real answer.
Yeah, where were the comments when the city hall at Reno, you know, when the windows were busted out?
Right.
When
right.
things were being thrown at law enforcement, when 33 officers actually got hurt.
Right. Yeah, and I asked her, I said, if you're so concerned about violence, I said, you're paid to take care of the schools. I said, in our foundation's poll, dozens of teachers told of being violently assaulted by students, stabbed, kicked, punched, spit on, slammed into walls. I asked, and they said the superintendent did nothing. I said, where was your concern about violence for the job you're being paid to do?
You know, Paul, it doesn't matter if it was Tracy or Kristen. Whoever the superintendent is, it just doesn't seem like they're standing up for teachers and for actual students. It sounds like they're standing up for political ideals from the left. That's what's important to them.
Oh, yeah, and McNeil is standing up for her $200 an hour job that she's totally unqualified for. And so, you know, what people can really do is they can get it. I believe it's on YouTube, but we can let them know if it's not. Meetings are live. They can call in. There's just such a need for people to get involved, because it's, I tell you another thing they're changing. They're shaping it. They've got a boilerplate, like policy stating what public comments can be like. And it includes things, Monica, like you can't say anything that would upset anyone. Well, can you imagine how that could be misused? Yeah, to shut down any. Oh, yeah, and it absolutely gets worse from there. So,
so they're going right out of the left's playbook.
Oh, yeah. Well, they remind President Taylor, Angie Taylor, reminded me to put my mask up over my nose. I said, when I walked in the board building, the lady that meets you had no mask on, and she saw me and she scrambled to pull it on. I said, why don't you start with enforcing it with your own employees first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Jeff
the hypocrisy is actually just comical, the way that this is all being put forward. So, Paul, did you say that you can still do comments live at the meetings?
Oh, yeah, absolutely you can. You get a 3-minute shot, and They're doing everything they can to discourage people. They've probably got those chairs 20 feet apart, and then people at the back of the room are shoulder to shoulder. They've got you half a mile away from the board's podium. You almost need a telescope to see them. But, yes, you can get in there and have your comments, and we'd really encourage people to do it.
Okay, so still, unlike the Reno City Council where you cannot attend in person, at least that's right. One step in the right direction. Paul, do you see this? I mean, we fought for a long time to get parents to get their kids out of the Washoe County School right. District and get them into private schools, get them into homeschooling. Do you see this
anything.
Going forward as, because from the numbers that I've seen, from the statistics that I've seen, there's been a rise in homeschooling by about 30%. Is that accurate?
That's what I've heard, too, and it needs to be twice that. The number one thing, if a parent really knew what was going on and really cared about their child's future, and I don't mean just learning their times tables, but all this absolute propaganda that they're assaulted with from the staff and the administration, no parent, no thinking parent would have their child right now in Washoe County schools. And that's spoken as a lifelong educator. It's so bad and ethically wrong on so many levels. Get them out. Vote with your feet. Get them out of there.
Now, I know Valerie was working on something of putting something together for people who wanted to go on to homeschooling and to educate them on the process of it. Is that out there yet?
No, you know, what it's going to be, they can call me or call Jeff, and he can get to me. We can give them all the countless options they can go with, all of which are much better than the WCSD. And the Reno Stronghold and Reno and Stronghold and what were we? Call QOL Reno. Is coming back out of the ashes with Reno on Record, Monica. We'll have a website up soon, and I'll let you know, and it'll have all this information. We're just going to focus on the issues that'll determine Reno's future.
That's fantastic. Reno on Record. We will be looking for it, and right. I can't wait for the announcement and have you on for that. So support Jeff Church. He needs you right now. You got him elected. Now support him, because as Paul put it, he's one against six, and an attorney.
Oh, and he was an unbelievably good, strong stand for first night, and just catching flack from all sides and just fearlessly going right into it. He really deserves a lot of credit.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul White. We look forward to
thank you, Monica.
Getting that Reno on Record. I'm excited. I can't wait to see that come back, because people still need to be held accountable. You know, nothing is being done really about the homeless situation. They're just moving them from point to point to point. You don't just make them comfortable. You go to the root cause. You go to the cause of the homeless. What do they need? Get them what they need, not just a place to stay in a field, in a tent. What do they need? Do they need drug rehabilitation? Do they need mental health counseling? Do they need a bus ticket to family? Get them what they need. That's not being done. We'll be back to wrap up the show, The Monica Jay Show, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk right after this.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And if you are concerned about Parler or Gab or anything like that, well, let me tell you, they have found a new platform that other social media agencies are going to. It's called Epic. And so hopefully we will not see these takedowns again. People have been saying it for years. We need conservative groups that are creating these platforms for people to go on to, like Parler and Gab, things like that, MeWe. Well, we have something available here now in Northern Nevada. The service is called battleborn.cc, okay? And this is from Marshall. 2 weeks ago, I became suddenly compelled to create a free email service to help others escape their reliance on Gmail and other free mail services. I felt like it was an urgent duty. It is provided by my business, Sprux LLC, which I own and control again. And that is on a network that is also local called Roller, R-O-L-L-E-R network. Here's what you do. You start looking into them. Don't take my word for it. Just look into it. Battleborn.cc. The company is called Sprux, S-P-R-U-X. And I'll have to try and get Marshall on, and we can talk about this tomorrow, why he felt compelled to do it, and maybe some of the aspects of it. Again, there are good people out there who are working in your best interest. Don't think that the others have control over everything, because they don't. We just start dealing with each other again instead of doing all this corporate stuff. God bless you. Love you. Have a great day. And I'll be back tomorrow. The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1.